Okay, so where we're holding now is that we're finishing davening, and we had our sha'achas achar hatfila. And really, this sha'achas achar hatfila, some tzaddikim learn that it's a zman that after a person is davik in tfila, that he's zeichet to Torah. That's implied by the Gemara. The Gemara says and asks about the chassidim mishonim that if they're davening all day, then when are they learning Torah? So the Gemara gives a couple of terutzim. It says that because they're chassidim, tarasa misbareches, tarasa mishtameres, that they're zeichet to a bracha and they're learning because of their dveikus in tefillah. That hour after davening, that sha'achas achar tefillah, is the zman where the tzaddik, where the chassid, is malaket all of the peros and the chidushei Torah, which he's machadish because of his davening. There are many tzaddikim I see from my Rebbe all the time, that during davening, there's zoichet to chidushei Torah. My Rebbe will say to me many times, I was machadish this during Friday night, I was machadish this during Shacharis, during this and that. So, tzaddik is zoichet through his amelis in his tefillah, he's zoichet to Torah. And that sha'achas is a zman which is muktish la Torah, because of the davening. And being that a person that he's going up in the Olamos and he's zeichet to Madrigas, if he's meichin b'kedusha, and he's zeichet during his davening to a good davening, and the Baal Shem Tov brings from the Ramban that a simin to a good davening that a person has, that his tefillos for neskavel, is that Hashem fills him with ava v'yira, that if he feels like after davening he has more avas Hashem and more yirashma than he had before, so then that's a simon that has tefillah on his kabel. Okay, we're not going to get into what that means exactly, why that is. But now that a person after davening, if he feels that he has a certain sense of ava and Yerushalayim, and he asks himself, what am I going to do now? How am I going to start my day? Am I going to go straight to work? Am I going to eat something? I think the correct answer is that a person should say, it's time to learn Torah now. It's time to learn Torah now. That a person comes mitoich Torah, before davening, he came to tefillah, we spoke about before. And now, mitoich tefillah, he's able to come back to learning, like we spoke about before. We quoted the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah, that a person should go mechayel chayel, that he goes from tefillah to Torah, and then from Torah to tefillah, from tefillah to Torah, back to Torah. And that's going to be his ikr zman, limud ha-Torah. Because we know that a person has a chiv in being koveya kitim latayra. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch here. This is the beginning of Yoradeya Simen Reish Mevav. Kol Yish Yisrael chayev b'talmud Torah. Every Jew is chayev in Talmud Torah. Bein ani, bein asher, bein shalom begufo, bein bal yisurim, bein bachur, bein zakin gadol. Afilu ani hamechaz al hapsachim. Even an ani, doesn't matter how old the person is, no matter what circumstances in life he may be going through, afilu bal isha ubanim, even if he has children and a wife, chayev likvo alo zman l'talmud Torah, b'yom v'layla shenemar v'hagisa bo yom v'layla. So the poskim, they bring out that aside from the fact that there's a chiv talmud Torah that a Jew has, there's also a chiv that a person has to be koveya itim l'tayr. The shnei inyanim is the chiv talmud Torah that a person should learn when he has the opportunity, and also the chiv to be koveya zman l'talmud Torah. So the Rama, he brings here, uveshas hadchak afilu lo kare rak kriyashma shachris va'arvis lo yamush mipicha karinan bay. So the Rama says that veshas hadchak, if a person, if he only has the kriyashma shal shachris va'arvis, so he's yotze the inyan of lo yamush mipicha. That can qualify on some level for kviyas itan atayra, that Chazal built into the seder hatfila an inyan in Torah. But makom tefila sham tehei Torah, you find Torah within the makom tefila itself. If a person is an Amaretz Pashat, he doesn't know how to learn. Right? Nowadays we don't have such problems. We have many things translated in English. A person can learn Pnimis HaTorah. He can learn Noam HaLimelech in English if he wants. Right? Can learn Shas in English. So if he has many Tirdos, so if he doesn't know how to learn, so by providing for others that they learn on his behalf, so says the Rama, he adds now, quotes the Torah saying that it's not just like there's an inyan that you're providing for those who learn. Right? It's as if you learned, and of course it may be tali in how much you provide for people. If you're mamish the cause which they learned, that you're mamish mefarnes and that they can sit and learn b'yishuv hadas, maybe that's what it means, kidu lamid b'asmud. Of course, the person has to be magda what it means. If he's giving $10 to the pushka, does that mean that he's to Rabbi Meir Balanes, supporting to Mincham who are learning? Does that mean it's kidu he's learning? I don't know. Yishlach kar b'zeh. V'yachol adam lahasasim chaveros, then he brings down the whole inyan of Yisachar Zvulan, that he's going to learn and his friend's going to work. Etc. So either there's an inyan in Shulchan Aruch that mavad the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, there's an inyan of being koveya itin la Torah, and what better a time that a person has that if he goes mechayel al chayel, that he goes from tefila to Torah, that he's moshe lakach, that he's filled with the savan yira after davening, he's been makadish himself. Now he can learn Torah with a clear mind, that his mind is still pure. So he's koveya itin la Torah. That should be a person's first thought after davening, that he should be kovei azman l'tamat Torah. Like we said yesterday, why does Tana Zvi Eliyahu at the end of davening say kol hashana halachos b'chol muftach lush ben olam haba? To teach a person that now's the time to sit down and learn two halachos. Now's the time. It could perhaps be magdur even as follows, that we said before, that a person should have a shir limud before davening, to go into davening with such moichin. So I would suggest, and it seems clear based on what I've seen in Sfar Maktoshim, that the ikar limud before davening is a limud which will bring out the hergish of avanira. In Pnimis HaTorah, Chassidus HaSfarim, Devei Musar, in Yonim in Tfila, a little bit of Zayah Kaddish, whatever it is, that it brings out the avanira and those moichim which are necessary for Tfila. After a person is davened, right, and he's mamula with feelings of avanira, and he's been zeichet to Takdusha V'Tahara, now's the time that a person takes all those regesh and he brings them into limud halacha. And that's going to give him a halicha for the entire day. That's what we say, Altika halichos ela halachos. That now you're about to go into work. That's called halichos olam. You're going to take what you've just been marviach through Torah and tefillah, you're going to go into working. But Chazal say, Altika halichos ela halachos. Don't go out into your halichos until you see that there has to be halachos first. That person has to go out into those halichos with halachos in his hand. So that's the opportune time for a person to learn Niglas HaTorah, after that whole Aliyah, Beseda HaTorah and Tefillah, which preceded that. We see this also from the Tzuras Hashanah. This is a long study, we'll have to take maybe a couple of days for this. In the Tzuras Hashanah also, we begin Beseda Hashanah with Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. That's how we begin the year, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. So Rosh Hashanah is a day of davening. It's a day of Kabbalah Samach HaShemayim. That's Rosh Hashanah. And so what's Elul? Elul is the preparations for Rosh Hashanah. It's the preparations for davening. What is a person doing in Elul? He's being Osek in Tshuva, in Ma'asim Tovim. Right? That's what Elul is. So Elul is a Hachana for Rosh Hashanah. That means that a person spends a lot of time making Hachanas for Rosh Hashanah. So Rosh Hashanah is just one day of davening. Unless you include, of course, all of Aseres Mitzvah, which we'll speak about. But you have 30 days of Elul. Just for 10 days, maybe even just one day of tefillah. So you see that the hachanas in tefillah are much more, it could take up much more time than the actual davening. Like we mentioned yesterday, like the Yid HaKadosh, his davening was like this, boom, the Yid HaKadosh. He just waited for the Meichin, and when the Meichin came in, he plowed straight through davening. 5 minutes Shemona Esrei, whatever it is. Why? Because he was making himself for hours and hours and hours. And then once the Meichin come in, then boom, then the davening goes. So you see that from Elul. Rosh Hashanah doesn't have to be, it's just one day. It's a very important day. But there's an Elul, an entire 30-day period to prepare for ourselves for one day or for 10 days. That's the real way to daven. That the hachanas of davening could be much more, much longer even than the davening itself. And then you have Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim is also, it's an extension of davening, because we daven the entire day Yom Kippur as well. But really Yom Kippur, the day itself is a day of Torah. How so? You have to take a look at the roots. The roots of Yom Kippurim is Yom Sheninu Bo Luchos Shniyos. It's the day that the Luchos Shniyos were given. It's the day that Torah was given to Bnei Yisrael in a way which we kept it. Not that there was a Shvir in that. It's the second chance to receive Torah, and that's what stuck. So Yom Kippur is really a day of Torah. But look how it is. Yom Kippur is really a Hemshech of Davening. It's a Hemshech of Rosh Hashanah. That it's a whole long period of what? Tshuva, and Tefillah, and Staka. But really, Yom Kippur is a day of Talmud Torah. They said we blend it into Tefillah. That's exactly the inyan which we spoke about before. That really, the Ramah says that a person can be yotzei his kfius itum l'tayra, his lo yamusha mipicha, with kriyat shema b'chol yom, ba'boker u'ba'erev. And Chazal, you see, they were taikeya, they were able to plant the whole and to designate the whole union of Talmud Torah in the framework of davening. That as a person is saying Shacharis, he passes through his Chiv Talmud Torah, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This is the root of all Talmud Torah, the Achdus of Hashem. In the same way, Chazal, we see from the Tzuras Hashana that you have Yom Kippur, which is the day that the Luchos were given, and that's built in to the whole Seder Aseres Yimei Tshuva, which is days of Tefillah. The Yom Kippur is a day of Torah, which has the whole theme of Tefillah, because they put in Torah into Tefillah. That has to be the Yichud of Torah Tefillah. But you see the Ta'alich, you see you're going from Tefillah, which is Rosh Hashanah, to Yom Kippur, which is the day of Torah, but in the framework of Torah. What is the day of Yom Kippur? It's the day of the Achdus Hashem. It's called Yom Echad B'Shana, Chazal say. Yom Echad B'Shana is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's what Yom Kippur is all about. You end the day of Yom Kippur, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's the Shema of the entire year. Because the person is Yotze, his Chivat Hamotar with Shema. That's Yom Kippur. It's just one day. It could just be a moment. And it's built into the Seder Atfila. But that's the Ikar Hamotar. That's the root of all Tamatar. Atahariyah Saladask Hashem Elokeinu Mavado. That was the whole Gilev of Kabbalah Satar. That's the Ikar of Torah, to know Hashem as Echad. That's by many people after they say Aleinu, they say Vasarascha. Hashem Elokeinu, Kasevleinu, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Because the whole union of Tefillah, the whole union of Torah is to come to that place of Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Vayter and Vayter and Vayter. So we see that the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah is built into the Seder of Davening. That's why we begin. That's why we begin Davening with, we make Birchas HaTorah. And Birchas HaTorah, we say Birchas Kayanim. And then we say to be Yotzei Archiv in Talmud Torah Shebal Peh, we quote the Mishnah in Peah, Eilu Dvarim Shein Lem Shir. What do we say? The Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Already in the beginning of Davening, and in the beginning of Birchas HaTorah, there's a Chizik on Limud HaTorah right away. That a Jew needs to know when he says the Bracha on Torah, that Talmud Torah is Keneged Kulam. And really we should give a Shir talking about the Milas HaTorah and how Chash HaTorah is. We're speaking to B'nai Torah, so we don't really need so much. Maybe we'll dedicate one Shir to that. Kol Chafatzach Allah Yishvu Ba, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Racious Vishwala Torah. You see that Torah always has to be racious. Racious in quality. A person has to know that Torah is so important to Jewish life. Racious, ain't racious ala Torah. Tchilas, dino shaladam, ezeno ala Torah. The Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. We're talking about this tkufa of Av, shalo berchu b'Torah, tchila. Torah tchila. There has to be Torah tchila. Torah is called racious and Torah has to be tchila. And gufa in that Mishnah where we just say Talmud Torah is connected kulam, it's Dorim She'en Lam Shir, we say, how is a person to have Karen Kamas on the Mabba and Paris Bala Mazah? We say, Hashkamas Beis HaMedrash, Shacharis Faravis. That is Koveya Yitim the Torah. So even in the beginnings of davening, when we make Birchas HaTorah, we're already planting seeds that a Jew needs to know, the Chashivas HaTorah, that will continue to learn Torah the entire day. And that really needs to be the sheer of Torah that a person learns after davening. We're not going to even see the Ma'am HaKomos today. But the type of learning that a Jew has to have after davening has to be a type of learning which he does, that it'll be a learning which will take him through the entire day. Like we said before, Al-tiki halichos ala halachos, that the halacha has to be that it gives him a halicha the entire day. That the entire day he won't stop thinking of Torah. B'shivtecha b'veisecha uvolechtecha v'aderech. It has to be uvolechtecha v'aderech teka Torah. That if a person is mekadesh himself and he learns Torah before davening, and then he davens, and then he learns after davening, it has to be a Torah which is a koiveya. That it's kaviyas itim la Torah means that whatever itim he has during the entire day, he's kaviyah the Talmud Torah, that it's able to blend in that Talmud Torah with everything which he learns during that day. That's how the Satmar Rav learns that the Gemara, that the Mishnah says, Yofa Talmud Torah im derech eretz. It could have said, Yofa derech eretz im Talmud Torah. Why Yofa Talmud Torah im derech eretz? It says the Satmar Rav that derech eretz is parnasa. And Yofa Talmud Torah im derech eretz means that it shouldn't be that when we're learning, we're thinking about our parnasa chas v'shalom. That would be yofed derech eretz im Talmud Torah. We don't want that. We don't want to be thinking while we're learning about our parnasas and stuff like that. We've been talking about till now. You don't start your work until you have shiurim and Torah and tefillah. But it should be yofed Talmud Torah and derech eretz. That while you're working, you should be able to think in Talmud Torah. If you're able to do that, that's called yofed Talmud Torah. That means that your Talmud Torah was yofed. That it was a beautiful Talmud Torah. And that needs to be the Shir Kfiyas Itin LaTorah, which takes place after davening. That when a Jew learns after davening, that he's able to learn such a learning that it's a learning which will carry with him the entire day. And the same thing is true in the night. When he's kovia eats from the Torah in the night, it'll be a type of a learning that the entire night he'll be thinking about that learning. So it just doesn't mean that a person, he davens, and he sits down and he learns, and it's just like a few things to be yoytze zayin. Ah, oh, mekayem the mitzvah. A little bit of learning today. It has to be that he learns either be'iyun, or he learns a type of a learning, whatever it is, these shnei halachos that he learns, that he's muftaf in olam haba, that he's been olam haba in this world. That even though he's working and he's going to do whatever malach and derecheretz he needs to do, it's a sheer type of a limud that he's ma'ayin in a kasha or in a sugya or in a libu and in a halacha, and he contemplates that halacha the entire day. He should have chidushim from those two tarets. It doesn't have to be that he learns a lot. It has to be learned something which is qualitatively good, that he's able to take it with him the entire day, that the whole day revolves around that Talmud Torah which he learned in the morning. And the whole night, going to sleep, he's thinking about that learning he did during the day. That means that the whole day is a day of Talmud Torah. That means to be koveya means to be koveya masmaros, that he's koveya it inside of himself, that Torah, that even he's balech tachavadech, doing whatever he does during that day, that's called yafet Talmud Torah. That's a beautiful Talmud Torah in Derech Eretz. We'll continue tomorrow, Bezeshah. Have a good day.